making a bracha on Minhag Parshim.
Tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Grusin family in memory of... I never remember, I'm sorry. I always promise to print it out. Baruch ben Moshe, Neshama Shana ben Aliyah. That's a good parsha. Parsha is by Yechi. We want to welcome the president of... We might want to start this again.
He's not a space operator.
I'm not going to say which president of what shul, but not orator.
I'm leaving.
This is a great start. If you're still listening, tonight's shiur is a truly unbelievable one. And just to continue the hodah to Shai for the sponsorship, as we've always pointed out, it's important to have shir l'zecha nishmaso, to learn Torah and continue l'mor l'amed. This is the parasha that we learn when Rav Kook was here on Motzei Shabbos. So Rav Kook came into the Avos Sabanim. I don't know if that's a good term. I don't know if you want to use that, but that's what he called it. And he said, as he was leaving, so one of the members of the shul's son asked him a question. And he said, Rabbi, I have to ask you a question. And he took the question as if it was from a big gadol. He got down, you know, on his level. And he said, what was the bracha? The Torah doesn't say what the bracha of Ephraim was. What was the bracha of Ephraim? And he's, you know, made it as if it was the best question that was ever asked. And he said the bracha to Ephraim was one of the most important brachas that was given by Yaakov Avinu, and that was is that the generation should continue, that this was going to be the future generation. This wasn't the son, this was the grandchildren, and that is the ultimate bracha, that the generations of the Jewish people should continue. So when we sponsor L'zecha Neshmaso, it's such an aliyah from the Neshama, more so when the generations and the future generations are continuing in the ways of the Avos. Tonight's shiur is a continuation, as I promised, of last week's shiur. Last week we had a great time on discussing so many different inyanim when it came to making a bracha on a minhag. The source that we had mentioned last week was, of course, the Gemara in Sukkah that we spoke about the Tilas Arava, the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Tosfos. We had a difficult time with the Tosfos, two Shitas, that of Rabbeinu Tam and that of Tosfos, saying about even though we don't make a bracha when it comes to the Tilas Aravos, what we do on Hashanahs, when we beat Hashanahs, we do make a bracha on Hallel. And he said, and then he gives a line because it's Kriya Satorah. It's like Kriya Satorah. We didn't particularly understand that. Tonight we'll shed light on that. We saw different inyanim, and I pointed them out here. One was Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, Amachlokes, until today, Ad HaYom Hazeh. Svardim do not make a bracha on Hallel, Kedas, or Shulchan Aruch, against what we follow, which is the Ramah, against, of course, the Rambam. We saw a shtickle, a very interesting idea that maybe it had something to do with being mefarsem. We saw the Ravid, which said that it has to do with being mefarsem when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that this is Rosh Chodesh, as it's a regular day of the week, so we have to let people know what it is. Then we discussed the interesting thing about Kriyas HaMagila, something that was fascinating, and in fact, for some reason, we don't understand why we don't follow. The Ramah, in his less famous commentary on the Shelus Tshuvos of the Ramah, and in on the Beis Yosef itself, both say that we should make a bracha when we read the Megillos. Question whether it's on klaf or not. But here in the Ramah, in Siman Tov Tzadik, he said what? No bracha is said. And therefore, that's the way we paskin. And many didn't understand that way. Why should we paskin the way? The Gra actually says that you should make a bracha. And therefore, there are those who use dafka klaf, and they make it. The Magen Avraham says you don't even need a klaf. Well, we saw different shitas based on that. Then we saw mitzvah ner Chanukah. Still a few weeks, you know, was Chanukah. We saw about Ner Chanukah and Shul, another minhag. Why there does the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say? So we said because of pursuing Nisa, we saw an interesting tshuva of the Rivash, as well as the Shevet HaLevi. Tonight, though, we will get to the real super lumdisher part, and as I promised, what I believe to be not the most fascinating of the Chassam Sofers, but the most popular. This tshuva is actually used, you know, I hate to skew the shear at all, but this tshuva is actually used very much in different tshuvas when they discuss about saying Hallel with a bracha on Yom HaAtzmaut based on how far we can extend minhag. But we'll leave that aside, and we'll see this fascinating tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. What we're dealing with is what we seem to be at an inconsistency. Why is it that we have sometimes, when the Gemara's first point, and this is a Gemara, black and white Gemara, says, okay, here's the general cloud. We thought this was a general cloud. We don't make brachas on minhagim. We have three categories of mitzvot, actions that we do. What is a mitzvah shekosuv v'Torah? So we have no question on that. We could say b'tzivano because God told us in the Torah to do it. The second category is mitzvot midirabanan, the mitzvot that the Rabbanan, their infinite wisdom, told us to follow. That we also understand because of the iser v'lo tasur. The Torah tells us that we cannot delve away from what the Rabbanan told us, right or left. We have to follow what they say. But then we have a separate category. We have a category where it's not kosuv in the Gemara. It's not written before us. Maybe there's a divrei sofrim here or there. Maybe there's a quote of a minhag. How can we make a bracha on it? So we saw that there's a chiluk. When it came to Ner Chanukah, most say you do make a bracha. When it came to Halal Rosh Chodesh, some yes, some no. Oh, but in Tilas Arava, Lekulei Alma, we said no. So what's the answer? What is the litmus test of saying, do we make brachas on Minhagim or do we not? Zach the Shail Sechuvah's Chassam Sover, beautiful, beautiful Chassam Sover, and Chelik Bezen, Yoredea, Simon Kuf, Tzadik, Halal. So this is we'll try to summarize this very, very long tshuva. And in fact, I didn't quote the entire tshuva here. So the first question is a question that maybe we never thought of, I certainly never thought of. He's dealing with the question of tfilas hayoledes. So when a woman goes to the mikvah, after she has the baby, as we know the Torah tells us about the tumah that she has after a boy, different than a girl, and then let's say she has another re'iyah after that. So the truth is, that's just a minhag. The minhag is that if a woman has, if she stains after she has a baby, after the time, so that's a minhag, and of course she's choshesh, and we are choshesh. Again, we're talking about a re'iyah that was more than the proper amount, right? More than a gris, thank you. And therefore, so we'd be choshesh, and she would go to the mikvah. But why should she go to the mikvah? All agree that that dam is called, is not called dam nida, right? This is nowadays a common question when it comes to what the Gemara tells us. When it comes to women that are nursing, so she's dam, so it used to not be the teva. If she was totally nursing, so she wouldn't see dam. If she saw dam, the stomach of that dam was not dam nida. So we're mocking. So what's going to happen? Now she's going to go to the nida, she's going to become a nida, she's going to do shevani, she's going to do everything, she's going to go to the mikvah. What's going to happen when she goes to the mikvah?
Bracha.
She's going to make a bracha. Why should she make a bracha to minhag? Oh, this is what the Chassam Sofer dealt with. So he says, oh, can we compare it? In the unglad part of the Chidolo, Dimalu, Chavitas, do we compare this to the Chavitas of the Aravos? Below Biruch, Mishab, Dabi, Minog Neviim. Right? The Gemara says, we didn't rachoik, it's Minog Neviim, or Yisod Neviim. We said it was Minog Neviim. Lomavichim, we don't say a bracha. We brought the two Rayas, the two Amoyras that didn't say a bracha. Fine. So because there, right, you can't say Vitzivanu, because nobody commanded you, nor the Rabbanu, nor the Rabbanu Shoylam. Right, so we try to answer based on this Chassam Sofer, that that's maybe why we say Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Just like the Rabbanu made a takana that we have to lane Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha, so why are we allowed to say a new bracha? We already made bracha start. No, that's mutter. We're allowed to do that because the Rabbanan said. So maybe over here too. Fine. So then we said, the Korbetor, so how do we possibly? Why would it be mutter? So the first thing that he discusses, again, he has a few paragraphs here. He says, what about the Levar HaKriyas HaMegillah? He's going to discuss all these different inyanim. Shannon Rach Min Hage, right? But then there are Shimba Shel Shuvah Ramah says what? Divorach lomatiti dvar roy l'somach alav. The kaharach alavush l'chalak al el yaraba l'varach akapanim b'li shem malchus, which is really a nothing, just in general, right? Being mivarach without shem malchus, I don't know, I'm not really sure what that accomplishes. Saying the halal without a bracha, we said last week, that accomplishes a lot. That's not a joke, right? We're not used to it because we're not svardim, but it came close that we said last week, it's almost 50-50. There are many poskim who say not to say halal. So those svardim that don't say halal, they're very used to it. That's why Rabbi Yosef Pasen Zayom Asmud, of course, there's going to be no way we're going to allow you to say halal with a bracha. Say halal without a bracha. It's not that it's nothing. It's something. But to just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hashem Hashem Mizrach Lekor Es Halal, I don't see what that accomplishes really. So his team reading,
but he's saying that it does have some value because he's
right.
Quoting.
So he says just do that. Right. So the question is what? I don't know. Right. So yes, correct. I'm not really sure what it does, but okay, makes a person feel good, that's for sure. I mean, we said this before, the fact that he's making the statement and he's interrupting, right, this is a halacha, we know, we discussed this before, the Gemara in Brachos, you cannot interrupt between Shemoneh Esrei and Saint Tachana, or between after Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei is an Usher time. A person who talks during that time, so his Tachana is going to be worthless, because the Bakashas that he makes there, so they're not worth a lot. So to interrupt and to say Hallel, that's a big problem. Unless there's a reason for it. So if there's a reason for it, so here, okay, it makes him, he says that he wants to do a tikkuna.
What?
No. Oh, thank you. Right. The truth is, unless you're, right, Rabbi Lipschitz Minyan, they used to do both. But even to say Kaddish, so you can't, there you're not saying Kaddish. If you said Kaddish, you would have a taina. But to interrupt now between Kaddish, that Kaddish is a Liba de Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore you can't make any interruption. So if a person was smart, they knew they're in a Chassidish Minyan, it's a Rebbe's yard site, so then they're going to talk right after Shemoneh Esrei. That's also not good. That can't be done either. Fine. So, then he discusses here when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. Also, there's a question. Fine. So, the important part here, really a tremendous chiddush. So he discusses about another part before we get to the chiddush about lighting candles. We're going to see this in the Rav Ozner is going to say this about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. Actually, lighting candles on Yom Kippur is also a minhag. It's not written by Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's written in the Gemara, that we light by Shabbos, all Shabbos and Yom Tovim. By Yom Kippur, it's not, because where's the Shalom Bayis by Yom Kippur? We're not eating any meals. So why would you have to do that? And in fact, there are those that held, that's also a big machlokes, about Dafka not doing it, because the reason why that we light, the Ikar reason is because of Shalom Beiso. There's an Indian of Oneg, right, which is questionable, what's Oneg and what's Shabbos, and then says the Gug Machlokes LaHalacha of where exactly you should light, whether it's because of Shalom Bayis or because of Oneg. But one of the reasons why you lit on Shabbos on Friday night was because that there, Friday night generally was a night that was Mesugal, or popular at least, for Tashra Shamita, and there should be at least a light on in the house, not in the actual room, but a light on in the house. Whereas on Yom Kippur, it's Usur, right? And this was like a reminder that this, so it would be Usur on Yom Kippur, so some said, no, you should not light lights. This is, I think the Rishonim already discussed this. You should not light, the rush, the third to last rush in Yuma, at the end of Yuma, discusses this. And he says there are those that hold that you shouldn't light at all, because it's a reminder that when you come home and you don't see any lights in the house, you say, oh, right, of course, now I don't have Tashrus tonight. Well, let's remind yourself. Even though my wife's 100%, it's a strange situation. You know your wife's 100% Tahor, it's Yom Kippur, we can't do that. Well, you don't have that by any other time. We have, of course, by Tisha B'Av. So there was a reminder. Others say, no, there's a minhag, of course you have to light. It's a minhag, you have to light, so how are you going to go ahead and make a bracha? That's going to be the question. So again, so he says over here, in Cain, Tzarech Lomar, Dad Lokas, B'Yom Kippur, Adif, Mitzvila Zu, the Yom Kippur, Tzarech, Tam L'Chalik, so he wants to come out with an answer. So here's his answer in this paragraph here, the next paragraph, Yosin is that. Then he's going to say, of course, this is going to be okay. Halokas, B'Yom Yontiv, Yom Kippur, Yesh L'Var, Gam Cain, Al Tzvila, so Tzvila, right? You're allowed to make this Tzvila that Al Dam Tor, even though it's not Dam Tor, delayed. The Ain, L'Chal, Maisu Rav, Mizah. Why? The Afilo Al Shev Yom Kippur Ma'ase Zuta. He Mikol Makam. This is what we're going to discuss as well. Minogay Lisvor is designed to keep Mavarak Luno called Dine Nida Mivavi Ma'ase Ravu. Right? Mavarak Matzvilas. Those that sit and learn Hilchos Nida when they go for Smicha, or they learn it again and they start learning the Halachas and they go, whoa, wait a minute. The Gemara doesn't really say this whole thing. We're Mamish Machmir ourselves. Beautiful. It's unbelievable how Machmir the women are the ones that are Machmir on themselves. We know Midar Aisa, a woman doesn't have to wait 5 and 7 days. We're all Machmir. So we go, that whole thing is Machmir. Now you're going to be Machmir and you're going to say to them, oh, and you can't say a brach, it's only a minhag. What's going to happen? We all know what's going to happen. They're going to say, oh, it's a minhag. So this minhag I don't want to follow.
What? The minhag to wait 5 and 7, but it's still 7. So the fact that she waits longer, why can't you make a bracha, though? I mean, you're saying that she waits...
Right. No. That's not what you're going to... No. He's saying... No. Stop. So if you're saying the whole idea of Nida itself, if you look at the next line, that there are women who really, lahalacha, are machmir on themselves, and they see a smaller amount, the difference between a grif and a chardal, right? So we're machmir, even if it's an issue with the rabbanon. So we say, no, you should go again to Zayin Nikiyim, right? All the different things, again, you're correct. Of course you would go then midoraisa and make a bracha. He's saying, in general, the idea of nida, they're already machmir on themselves and are holding by minhagim and the rabbanon. Right? So he says, tabadu rabbeinu yonah, the brachas, yesh mefarshim, kechardal, right? So he's explaining. Bottom line, when it comes to the nida, the women are extremely machmir themselves, which we really call their following minig of oseichem. So he says, so we're not going to say to them over here in this case that they could go ahead. Shadag l'atmos v'shiv nekiyam al maris tahora. So of course they should make suffering al tefilas, right? Of course they should follow what this minig is, and of course they should go ahead the kulei alma and make a bracha. Why? Why should they do this? So he says, the mitzvah levarach shayach levarach v'tzivano. How can you make v'tzivano? Tzivano sh'al avicha v'echa v'lo sasar. He is machmir, unbelievable line. This is an unbelievable line. The next line is going to be even more unbelievable. He says that if you, to make on a minhag, is you'll be oyver not to make a baracha, is oyver al lo tasar, an isra midaraisa. And I bolded it. The chova ikar l'kayim minhag midivrei kabbalah. So if you do not follow, there's a chova to follow the kain minhag debre kabbalah because of al titosh toru simecha. Many say that this chsam sofer is talking, we know, the famous song, al titosh toru simecha. So to go away from what the bubbas and ladies did, that's the issue derived of lotasar. So not to follow the minhagim of your family, assuming they're not a minhag shtus, and we'll get to that in just one moment, is an isra midaraisa. Therefore, even on a minhag, you can make a bracha. This chsam sofer, of course, becomes very difficult because we know there are certain things which, of course, we don't make brachas on. Furthermore, there are minhagim that we know are not founded. I'll just give you two things I just saw recently. One is a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, was asked, unbelievable, I can't believe this is true, that there were some who were nohag on Pesach Sheni. We know there are people who are nohag to eat matzah. They made the bracha of al achilas matzah. So he has a whole tshuva saying, well, we don't do that. That's not appropriate. And he doesn't say, oh, it's a minhag, about to make the bracha. He says, this is minhag shtus. It's a bracha levatala. It's not a chashash bracha, but it's a bracha levatala. Tell him to stop doing this minhag. Then, what was the other one? Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva as well, about a minhag that also, he wrote a minhag hodu. Minhag hodu, where was it, Indian minhag, let's see if I can remember it. And he said also there, he says, it doesn't make sense, why are they making a bracha? Remember. And so there too, he says, there are certain things, so we have to know what's what. But this chsam sofer is very well codified and used by many to say, look at the power of minhagim. Right? The chsam sofer was well known in many of the svarim, the newer svarim that they have now, on minhagim, so this is often used, this chsam sofer, this line of the chsam sofer, the importance of how important minhagim are, they go to the level of deraisa. Truth is, it doesn't really help us so much. It's very nice to say that this is all on, if you don't follow the minhagim, so al titosh toras simecha, it's very nice, very fine, but as we know, there are some minhagim which, and it's very difficult in our own generation. We pointed to the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, where he discusses a person whose entire life was mamish brought up, that when you say Hallel on Pesach night, and they make it in shul, what's our family minhag? Our family minhag is to get up and walk out. Right? That's our family minhag. Right? You don't say it, our minhag is to get up and walk out. So it could be, it's a very, very well documented not to say Hallel, but Rav Moshe says, well, get up and walk out. That's a big problem. Why? Because Rav Moshe said, here the Sibur believes that they're being Mekayim Pursume Nisa through saying Hallel, another minhag that we do with a bracha, and now you're leaving on that Pursume Nisa, that's even more of a problem. So we have to be careful where it goes. We many of us, I can speak for myself, certainly, unfortunately fall into that generation of, difficulty, because by nature, or by birth, I am a chassid. However, I went to a school that was followed the Brisker Derech, and therefore we find ourselves I mentioned the story before, when I was walking home with Rav Chaim Cohen, the former Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Gedola, of Teaneck, now the one of the head dayanim of Breuer's, and now has I think he's the Rav of in Brooklyn of the Hasidei Ger. So we were walking home, and from the apartment, he lived in the apartments, I lived in the apartments, and so I'm talking to him, and I was telling him you know, he's Hasidish. I'm telling him my family is from the Biyan Hasidim. I told him that if simultaneously 165 Biyan Hasidim die, I'm the next Rebbe. You know, all these different good Torahs. And then all of a sudden I start talking over a shtickl Torah. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Tamara, and he stops me and he goes, the Briska Torah, stop with the Briska Torah, you're a chassid, the Torah Chassidish, you know. He was upset that the Briska got into me. So we pointed this out before, you know, I sit for Kiddush, that's not the Chassidish way. So I understand it's a fine line, and tonight's year is not devoted to Mamish Minhagim, but it's difficult, and we have to be careful of what Minhagim are. Okay, there. I know that there are some Minhagim which many, of course, comes to mind sitting in the Sukkah on Shuni Atzeres. So that could be more justified, you know, going against the minhag, but others would argue not. Okay.
Are you distinguishing between making a bracha on a minhag or minhag in general? I mean, I think there's two different...
Sam Sofer here says the reason why we can make a bracha on a minhag, like going to the mikveh in this specific case of what they call dam yoledes, is because of the fact that Alti Tersh Torah Semecha. Because the Rabbanan had this minhag, then it's going to be okay. Seems to go against the grain, because then how does he answer? Maybe I didn't see it here. Chavitza Sa'orava. I don't know. And that's why the other answers we're going to give tonight are going to be a little bit better.
I have a question.
Yes, my friend.
I may have missed this last week, but why are we not giving you a prime example of making the bracha and the hug in Yom Kippur?
Beautiful. So, that's great. That's great. We did mention it a little bit last week.
We discussed it for half an hour before you came.
While we were eating. We discussed that. And I could even give you the short answer, but we'll give the long answer in a few moments. I mean, the short answer is, Pashut, that is really became, even though it's not a, you don't want to call it a takana, but we call it minav avoseichem biyadeichem. And nobody likes to be soymich on that particular example, because the other Rabbanan decided that even though it's not really the minhag, right? It's really a minhag now. Everybody knows it's a minhag. We know what the calendars are. It's because minhag avoseichem biyadeichem. But we'll see a little bit better. So last week...
Wait a second. Didn't it start differently?
Right. So then you can also tie that. It starts differently.
It's different. It's
right. It's a different category of a cloud.
It was something to write way back. And so and that's different than just... You know, being chalitza rota, you know, maybe.
100%.
And I was gonna say maybe the arava is the same thing that in mikdash there may have been a derisa on it.
Right.
And now you say the same thing as in the other chenis, and now that I say.
Right, because then you shouldn't say the bracha, no.
Why? But the other chenis, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha.
No, so the chalitza arava, you should make a bracha.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Right. So it could be the so the logic there doesn't make sense because it was so that Chavitza Sarova Bizman HaMikdash, as the Gemara says, Bizman HaMikdash, it seems like they made a bracha. And now they didn't, so this we'll see. We'll see in a second. So last week we had a fascinating question, which as usual I just shrugged off because I don't know anything. And that was the question of my good friend, especially this week, I'm Avin Yavin, Dr. Larry Farkas. He asked a beautiful kasha, which I wanted to develop, and that's why we had the second part of this year. And that kasha was as follows. We were talking about Halal Rosh Chodesh. Halal Rosh Chodesh really bothered Dr. Farkas. And why is it? So he says to me, wait a minute. We're not saying Halal Rosh Chodesh out the bracha. We're saying it because we want to say Halal. Now that you said, if this isn't what you said, don't worry. It's on the tape. It sounds going to sound good. So he goes, we want to say Halal. We don't want to say the bracha, but now that you're saying Halal, how dare you not say the bracha? You have to say the bracha. Beautiful. So when you were saying it, I was thinking of a grizz that I had heard of and not seen inside, but I was told not to see it inside because it was very difficult to understand grizz. Okay. So the grizz, of course, I'm talking about the Briska Rav, famous Briska Rav, the okay. Touche. I'm bringing a shot for chas and a Briska Rav to answer your question. Beautiful. Oh, Mashiach is on his way. So the Briska Rav here, the son of Rav Chaim. So it says as follows. So talking about Rav Chaim, let me just give you the background. So points to ponder, I put out every week. I'll give it to you 1 week. Points to ponder. So I don't think anybody reads it, right? So it turns out there are a few people that read it. I spent a good part of my Wednesday on it, and I think nobody reads it. So somebody replied to me.
And what about Tuesday night?
Somebody replied to me. Good part of Tuesday. So somebody actually came over to me last night. Somebody came over to me last night during after davening, and I don't know why. He says, "Oh, you got a tough work week ahead of you." I go, "Yeah, it's very difficult to start work on a Tuesday." He says, "Why?" I go, "Tuesday is my hardest day at work." He says, "Oh, really? What's the reason?" I said, "Because I have to prepare my shiur." So Wednesday I have a little bit more time, because Wednesday sometimes you see I actually work, and at 5 o'clock, you know, I say, okay, 6 o'clock I put it out. So I got an answer. I hope he doesn't mind. I got an answer from our good friend Rav Chaim Shulman. Rav Chaim Shulman says, "Wow, what a great shiur! How come you didn't mention the Grizz?" So I didn't want to apply to him because I was told this is very difficult to understand. So he says, sends me a document. He goes, my son Moshe had discussed it in his peshetel when he was bar mitzvah. He sends it over to me. Whoa. So I'm very happy because I already have a topic for Yaakov to do in 8 years from now. Okay. So then I said, I'm sorry to say, I'm a chassid. I don't have a grizz in my house. So he sent it to me, of course. Great technology. Within 3 minutes, he had a copy of it, and he sent it over to me. That's what we're going to read tonight. This grid is beautiful, fascinating, but I understand why people have some difficulty with it. Look at this beautiful grid. So he says like this, I'm sorry, it's a little difficult to read. It came in it was a fax from a fax from a fax, and then it was reprinted. So that's why it's a little bit difficult. One day I'll see a real grid. So he says like this, Venera, Venera Nomar, the Baruch. So he wants to answer this kasha that we said. So the first is an introduction. The bulk, the meat of the Shiloh is going to come in the third paragraph, which in Mitzvah Shem we'll get to. We will not make free shurim out of this. Believe it. So he says, "Venir levar tzivya Rambam lomar." But again, who are we talking about? We're talking about Rav Chaim's son here. So we got to find some answer for the Rambam. There's no steerers in the Rambam without answers. There's got to be answers here. So there's no such shver Rambam, no such thing. So he says, "Mazar v'tzivano de'afila b'chol lo toser." But so then he says, "Lofi she'aser lisor mihem." Shenema lotaser min adavar, I say yidduchav fine. Tegam min hagavoseichem belav de lotaser. Right, so that's the question. Do we say that it's true? The truth is the Rambam in some places say, yeah, that minhagim are. However, the Rambam paskins that we don't make brachos on minhagim. Time de aim of arkim al minhag. This is, again, I'm only doing the part that we got online. Be'areza in the first paragraph, say muvar lehodia, besirgit de sukkah de inyan arava. Right, we learn that the source is Arava. Min neviim, right? So minig neviim levarchem aleh. The man da'omer min hag neviim ein levarchem aleh. Vatzorchiyin habir azeh. V'nira pashat de ladata Rambam. Hi, the aim of Arkham Alhamina. The Rambam clearly holds you not Mavarak, and you wanted to bring these steerers with the Rambam. On one hand, the Rambam says you light in shul. On one hand, he says you don't say Baruch on Hala. On one hand, he says Chavita Sorav you don't make. No. His general klal is aim of Arkham Alhamina. The minig amachuv klal divrei sofrim. So he says, Shenamar. What is that?
It looks like Bahu.
Yeah, sounds good. Bahu mitzvot lo tasa. Yeah, you're right. All right. So he says, Mekayim ela de'ein mevarchem al minuk. Haya zeh din be'etzim chefzer shalhem. Right? Come on. You can't go a paragraph without using the word chefzer and gavra. So he says, no. That's in chefzer zem. D'lav toiris mitzvah bo levarach aleihem. Right? There's no chefzer on them. There's no, to even say that you should make a bracha on them. There's nothing to them. D'rak al mitzvah mevarachem. What's the mitzvah over here? Chavita sarava. What are you doing here? What's the mitzvah of chavita sarava? There's no mitzvah there. There's no shaya. What?
But in Mikdash there was.
Right. Well, okay. So he says, "Let me first have you the Lashon Rambam." We'll get to it. It's going to get even more surprising, right? So he says, and therefore, of course, this Rambam, of course, is going to go ahead and make say, "De'eno ein bo shum mitzvah mevarkas lo nisak l'rak al mitzvos belvad v'zeh sham." Right? So he says, "Oh, that's a machefta. It's not a chefta. So right, it's going to be the gavra. What do you want to say? That doesn't apply. We have no problem with this." And then, as Yankee said, what is it called? Yom Tov Sheni, Be'ikah Tokenu De'en Din Torahs Minhag Alav. Right? So why is that going to be different? Right? So he says, the mitzvah Shanahegas, but why can you do the mitzvah? The Etzem HaChetzah Yotze Alav Shein Mitzvah. They're the Chetzah of the mitzvah. What does that mean? What's the difference? Oh, so look at the last paragraph. The last paragraph is nearer to death. Unbelievable. Gam Bir Divrei HaToisus. I'm going to explain everything here. The Toisus, the Rabbi Natam, everything that we said. So now look at the part that I underlined in the kind of the middle. The Rabbeinu Tam Svirle Dehay De'ein Mavarchim Al Minhag. Rav Natan says we generally don't make a bracha when it comes to a minhag. Lav mishum the efshel of vitzivanu. It is not because of we're afraid to use the word vitzivanu because who commanded us? Elo ikar adin bazeh who beetzem chesa. The minhag lo chashive miikare ala bracha. What does it mean? That if the etzem hachefsa doesn't require bracha, you can't make a bracha on it, right? A rabba is just a minhag. We don't make brachas on minhag, and he's going to explain himself. Aval, he says, b'halel ein habracha dafka al. Wow. Al chovas kriyaso. The bracha is not a chovas kriyaso. Rak etzem halal asma tikru bo bracha. It's only on the etzem hazrel. The roi mashakos of Dr. Larry Farkas. Kamosha tiknu bracha likroi b'torah. Right? Just like we said the bracha on Kedroi Torah. It's not that we want to make a bracha on the Torah. It's that we want to read the Torah. It's not covered the Torah. Not to have a bracha before the Torah when you take out a Torah. Oh, that's exactly what Larry's saying. Zuk the Grizz, beautiful. He says that, no, anytime you're going to find me a time that we say a bracha on a minhag, it's because of the fact that it has nothing to do with that. There are really two reasons you're going to bring. One reason is this, is that it's not that we want to, it's that we're doing a mitzvah, and there's no choice here. We want to say halal. How do you normally say halal? With a bracha. So of course that's the way you're going to go ahead and say it. Okay? And then he says, what about what the Haggah says, and when it comes to Megillah, why is that going to be different? Bracha, no bracha. Sheish Lavarek, Lo Yiyah Ela Ka'oisik Batara, the Megillah's Rus. So Shir Shem, Zizacha Soifrim says, Al Mikra Megillah. So again, this is either going to be the same thing, or maybe it's not going to be. I'll leave with those that say that it's not. So we make the bracha. The truth is the Ramah says that we don't make the bracha. Okay, that's a little minor detail, but the Gra says that we do. So he says that, they have some Kriyaso. Same thing, we want to read the Megillah. Okay, let's say we want to read a Baklah. So normally when we read a Megillah Baklah, what do? We make a bracha, so that's what we make a bracha to. Okay, and that's his general klal. Then he ends off, it's in the, I try to fit it, my best to fit it on the page. So he says in the much shorter part, so he says that when it comes to bracha, lo shayach zo yisgabe halel, de etzem achefsohu, dovish yitiknu bo bracha, and that's why he said yom tov sheni. So the reason we're making a bracha on it is because it's no chiddush over here, it's kitikuno. It's because of the fact that we have a yontif, so of course we have to make brachas when we're going to make wine and so on and so forth. We don't even talk about, the reason why we make the brachas is because of zilzul yontif. So a person who's going to yontif sheni, not going to make any brachas because it's only a minhag, and then it comes to yontif rishon, he's going to forget the next yontif rishon, he's not going to make brachas either. Or better, as we said, he's going to realize that a yontif sheni, you don't make brachas. He says, okay, so new, what's the big deal if I turn the lights on? Okay. So, So, as was pointed out, there are some major difficulties, but some seem to agree with this. This general idea of chefsa gabra, there's a fine line over here. Okay, so then he can go ahead and explain everything. When it comes to Chavis Arava, so it's just like that was Tosfos' big line, Tiltul Ba'alma. So he's just doing like a shaking. So a shaking, that's not really a mitzvah. Halel, right? So according to those who are going to say that Halel, this interesting idea. So what about those that say Halel the Rambam? Says you don't make a bracha on Halel. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Because the Rambam's going to say, no. That is the Torah's Minhag. That don't have, it's interesting because he doesn't really answer the Rambam. Because the same Rambam says Halel, you don't make a bracha on. No, because he says that's going to be different. So what, because, for example, Halel or Megillus, he goes, no, there it's B'toris Minhag. We're not just reading Halel. Here we really don't know. We don't think it's part of it. We'll see, though, Ramvazar, I think, adds, sheds light to this, maybe explains it a little bit better. And just so I know for sure, besides, of course, Reb Moshe Shulman tells me that I'm right in the reading, so I found I found another reading in the Shalos of Chubas. I couldn't fit it on here. Yachel Yisrael. Yachel Yisrael was written by former chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Yisrael Lau, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. So he gives another chiddush. He's talking about something else, about eating matzah on all of Pesach. And he says like this, V'chudushay ha-griz ha-levi, kasa b'yiso din bracha al mitzvah sal-minah, di'ikr toloi b'chefsu shel mitzvah. It's all toloi b'chefsu mitzvah. Di'im b'chefsu shel mitzvah habi minah, ain't a lo bracha. The Ram, if the chefsa is shalom mitzvah, if it's a chefsa, it's a mitzvah, then you make them, right? The difficulty is that how do you then answer those that don't do that? Those that don't say halal, like his own Rambam that doesn't do it. So that I don't really understand that part.
Chefsa mitzvah, what about
Aroma.
Right. Because they did it in the mikdash. Right.
And I use it now to make a bracha on it. Zaki nakul chasim mitzvah, I'm making a dildo on it.
Right. Yeah, because that was a takanas. I'll tell you what. Right.
But his definition is chasim shel mitzvah.
Right. Because he's saying because originally it was a chasim shel mitzvah.
Correct.
Even though now it's a chasim shel minog. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. So he answers it out, which actually the Grizz ends with, which is just an interesting point. That this is the reason. It's not in this one. Couldn't fit everything, that's for sure. So he says he ends off. This is Rabbi Lau ends off, but this is really what the Grizz says. Lefizem luvur ma'advarim gam. But he's on what he's discussing. He's discussing about Birchas HaTorah. Why should a woman be able to say Birchas HaTorah with a bracha? They don't really have a chiyuv to learn. They don't have a mitzvah shalahem. So why do they make Birchas HaTorah? We should tell them they can't make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. It's different than mitzvah shalahem man grama. The answer is that it's the same thing. The chetzah shal mitzvah. They want to learn. So if they want to do the chetzah shal mitzvah, mitzvah shalahem man grama too. They want to shake the lulav. They want to do a mitzvah. So it's not appropriate to do it without saying the bracha. The same idea can be applied there. Finally, we'll do the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozna, the complete tshuva. Last week we only saw one chiddush. So this tshuva will summarize somewhat, and he says, he gives our Ein Mevarchim Alav Hal Rosh Chodesh, and he says, Sarach Iyon Rav, the Harei HaRab Mankasa Bereshma, right, he says, writes in another place about takanas and whether you make a bracha on them, fine. So let's look at two. So paragraph two, he says, what about the Rosh? The Rosh is lo yivarech, a person that should not make a bracha on Tfilas Erev Yom Kippur. But the same Rosh says, you should make a bracha on Neiros of Yom Kippur. What's the difference? Many of us run to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. We don't make a bracha. Why not?
We don't because it's not a kosher
mikvah. Right. We have a separate problem. So yeah. So the ones that go to the scenic mikvah, so why should you make a bracha there? Okay, so you can tie into me that it's so busy that they don't want you to even make a bracha. They want you to dip once. No. Well, how come we don't make a bracha? But then when your wife's going to lie, so that's the whole problem in Erev Yom Kippur, right? Your wife wants to go into the car for shul, so you make a tonight. I have a great answer for you. Don't make a bracha. It's only a minug. Oh, so he wants to answer this, and I think this is a chiddush even more than the Grizz. He says as follows: the nira lataris pshpashtus, so pashtus. Who didn't think of this? The vaday hay minug lahadlik neiros b'leil Yom Kippur lav minug chadashu. No, he makes a chiddush. This is not a new minug. This is an old minug. The kamosh taknu shul Shabbos v'yontim kaktik tiknu alel Yom Kippur. Right? This is what we do. This is part of that original takana of saying lighting. They included Yom Kippur there, even though it's pretty mafurish that they didn't add Yom Kippur there. Abel minigzeh yisod b'takana shel hadlakas neiros b'shavuz yavdim ha'sheh enkets v'yos for Yom Kippur. Where would that come from? Shehu minigwe v'chadash v'gamre. This is mamash
shechidish. What are you talking about? In the times of the Mikdash? Of course it is.
Wait. Acharei shetfilah.
Yom Kippur.
Wait, let me finish the line. Acharei shetfilah. Ezra v'adei ene b'chlal. Right. There's no loss of Yom Ruchamah. Very nice. The Hasidim want to go to the mikveh every day. It's a great minhag. They're not going to make a bracha on that. There was a takana tzedek. We don't do that anymore. Ah, you're going to tie in against, because you're going to say the Grizz are going to say it's a chesed shel mitzvah.
No,
what are you going to say? So sorry. You're not Larry Farkas, so.
I'm getting more chesedish as we go. No, but the question I have is that, but wait, the minute to go to mikvah, it started when they needed, when you were Zav and you went, and you get everything.
Yeah, right.
So, no, but why isn't that the story?
And they made a bracha then.
And they made a bracha
I don't know if they made it. Okay, I'll just assume they made a bracha then. I'm not sure.
Right, but I'm saying that his whole argument is that this thing started originally and it just fell down through the generation.
No. I don't even think it's a fine line. I think it's pretty pashut. Even according to Rav Ozna, I don't think this whole chiddush is pashut. But his thing is pashut. Is that he's saying that the original takana of Yom Kippur, everybody did. When they were lighting on Shabbos and Yontif, everybody lit on Erev Yom Kippur too. Okay. Minor details, it wasn't included in the Gemara. Okay, fine. But when it came to Tevila in the times of the Gemara, after the Beis HaMikdash, when it came to Tevilas and Erev Yom Kippur, nobody ever did that. They added it afterwards. The Mikdash, yeah.
Right, no, but even after Mikdash,
I don't think that it had the Aliba of the Bracha. Beis HaMikdash, whatever it was, we don't follow that anymore. And therefore, okay, so it's a Chiddush with what he's saying. So then he's going to answer. So why can we say Likro is Halal in the last in the second to last paragraph? Halal Barosh Chodesh. Shvir the Chacham Diktos Likro Diom the Nikramoid. The Machloek is going to be: do you think this was one of those Yom Tovim? Even though the Rambam says that only Yud Ches Yom. No, they're going to say that this is an old Takana also. This is because it's part of a Moed. Oh, but the Rambam is going to say no. There's only Yud Ches Yom, and therefore you can't say Halal. Okay, I think this is more of a Chiddush as well. Mekomer Shekiva Lav Minog. So then the different other minhagim as well. So that's going to be the question. That's going to be the difference about a yachid. Of course, a yachid is not going to be able to say. So what we saw, I believe, is really, really interesting, because I think that the bottom line is, excuse me for saying this, is that it's not so pashut. I don't think there's a litmus test. I don't think there's a fine line. We can go according to three different types of shitas that we saw tonight, and I don't think we have a definite answer of how we define minhagim. We can answer nice ways. We saw a beautiful griz tonight that wants to use the typical chefsa idea, that it's when there's a chefsa shel mitzvah, it's not that I want to say halal on Rosh Chodesh with the bracha, it's that I want to say halal, so how can I not say it? I want to read the Torah, so who's going to tell me I shouldn't make a bracha on it? The Shevet HaLevi wants to say old minhag versus new minhag. We have a chassam sofer, which is a beautiful chassam sofer, about talking to the importance, the reason why some minhagim are so strong that we can even make a bracha on them. Again, all these, because of the fact that there are differences of opinion, don't particularly make so much sense. Because if it was down the line, I would even say take the Tilos Yerovah out. Tilos Yerovah, I understand, that's Tilt of Alma. But then why Halel Rosh Chodesh, yes or no? Megillah, yes or no? So what's what? Neros kind of based, everybody says it's okay. The truth is not everybody says, but most Achorinim say that it's fine. But then there's such a fight about Megillah. Nobody here, right? Most of us don't say by Megillah, by Megillah's Rus, most shuls don't do it. Why not? So that's the interesting part here, which I don't really have a good answer for, unless you want to learn out these things. This is very nice to learn out. You could go according to this way, it's fine. You have a griz to support you, chesu shel mitzvah, you have a shevet alevi, it's very, very good. The shevet alevi, someone just told me, I have to repeat this, someone just told me 2 weeks ago a great story. His friend is, and we'll end with this, his friend is lives in, right, two blocks away from Rav Yashav in Yerushalayim. So he says he's going away today. He's getting a big trip. Right? We have big trips. Well, who knows where we go? He's going to Bnei Brak. He says he's going to Bnei Brak. Why? There's enough shilas in his pocket to discuss. He's going to sit down with Rav Ozner and discuss all these shilas. So the guy says, with all due respect, I live in America, but you have Rav Yashav two blocks away. He's got hours you can meet him. He probably knows you. He says, no. He goes, I'm not into this new fad now. What's the new fad? You ask a question, what's the answer? Cain, low. That's the answer, right? Chaim Kanievsky's known for this, because there will be svarim. They say, Cain, I have this svarim in my house. One of them was banned. And they asked all these questions to him, and the answer was Cain, low. And the guy, for trying to ban money off it, puts a star, and he says, I think this is why he said Cain or low. Okay, very nice. So he says, Rav Ozner, right? He says, you could sit down and talk to him. He goes, I'm not a, he goes, this, I don't know if this was the exact lesson. He goes, I'm not a dummy. He goes, I want to sit and I want to learn with somebody. I want a Rav who's going to explain to me what the answer is over here. So if I had a question of, do you say a bracha, should we say a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh? So if I asked a particular Rav, what would his answer be? Yes, we do. Thank you very much. Next, he wanted to sit down with someone like the Shevet HaLevi. He goes, oh, let me explain to you why we make it. And he had this whole shtick of Torah. So there's something to be said for a Shevet HaLevi. They could sit down and write the whole, and go through the whole thing. No question about it. But I do believe that the bottom line is it's not so pashut when it comes to minhagim, which is have brachas and which don't, and I leave it by saying I don't have a great answer for this. Baruch Hashem, next week, we'll leave the world of minhagim and go back to more pashut answers when it comes to brachas. We're going to, Mirz Hashem, return to brachas achila and discuss some interesting yonim that revolve around that.
Amen.